Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good job, boys. We bullied him into including Drake May in his top five.
Yep. That's certainly what happened there.
Between him and Schefter, we've really had to work a little bit to get Drake May in.
Did you bully Schefter?
No, we actually didn't have to as much. There was just a long pause. Schefter went Patrick Mahomes, and then I literally said, Adam, you still there?
Yeah.
Because it was such a long pause, and then he goes, well, I guess I got to go Drake May.
What?
Yeah. No. And Drake May was next, and so, he's a top five quarterback.
Okay.
Right now, we always have to tell people that. It's right now. It's not a month ago. It might not be next month. It's literally right now.
So, don't be a hater.
Right now, you know what time it is. It's time for a TED Talk.
Here we go, baby. Come on, David. Get on that sucker.
It's the computer.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, let's go, Ted Johnson. You got to be on your P's and Q's. That's quick, but not a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time.
What'd you think of the resurgent run game?
Okay, I thought the offensive line, for the first time all year, got guys knocked off the line of scrimmage. So it was more about the offensive line than it was about Ramondre. So good job, offensive line. Let's go. Those double teams were working in that game, and partly because they sucked and Simmons.
I was going to say.
Simmons got hurt, right?
Might also be that the worst run defense in football lost its best player.
Yep.
So you got a little bee in your bonnet about the rookies.
Just a little disappointing, you know, right now. Will Campbell, I got a bunch of pictures I'll show you later. But 30th pro football focus is as far as tackles go. So he's right in the middle. Wilson gave up a sack, a bad sack. I thought Kyle Williams, let's go, bro. What are we going to do here? Trayvon Henderson, only two carries. And then Craig Woodson gives up a big touchdown. However, saying all that, I do agree with Tom Curran when he says, let's not panic yet. It's still early in the season. I'm not too worried about it. But the rookies aren't playing as maybe I hoped at this point, but I still have faith in them.
Who do you have more faith in, Trayvon Henderson to be an impact guy or Kyle Williams to be an impact guy?
Trayvon, I do.
Okay.
I do. And I like Kyle Williams. I do. I just think it's a harder position. Running back's more instinctual than receiver. You got to think a lot more. It's more physical playing wide receiver. Running back, it's all about instincts.
Patriots offseason is getting some love on ESPN these days from your favorite writer, the guy who lives in the basement. And obviously a key part of that was Milton Williams' thoughts.
Dude, so Milton had two effort plays. I don't know if anybody's been talking about these, but he had two effort plays. When you see a defensive lineman chase down screens, that's always your antenna always goes up. I saw him chase down a traditional screen for an 8-yard carry. I don't care. Because if he doesn't make that tackle 8 yards down the field, then it goes into a 20-yard carry. And then he also made a tackle on a missile screen where he basically, the offensive line invites him to go upfield. He stops and he turns and he has to run and catch the guy. And he did from behind both times. I like the Milton Williams signing, even though his sacks only right now 3.5. The effort he gives in the run game and those effort plays, those add up. And I can respect that.
If Jaylen Brown had his motor, he might have gotten the ball. Fourth down.
Dude, what are the Patriots right now? 9-for-11 on fourth down?
You like it?
Why not? They went, was their second drive of the game, and they were like 4th-and-2 like on the 15-yard line. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Empty it out. Empty it out. It was the easiest. So Pop Douglas makes a one-handed catch from behind.
Phenomenal.
But he was wide ass open. Mm-hmm. He's surgical. I have so much confidence in Drake May and making a play on fourth down. Keep being aggressive on fourth down, guys.
The two-minute offense seems to be okay with Drake May.
Dude, the two-minute offense, I always tell people this. When did you notice Tom Brady? When did you know he's going to be great? You ever see him do a two-minute drill? He was surgical. Drake May, two-minute drill before halftime, surgical, 67 yards in 59 seconds.
Yep.
Touchdown to Butte. Teams do not respond. I'll save that. Kayshawn Booty, love the kid. But three plays, 59 seconds, and he was surgical. I love seeing Drake May being surgical in the two-minute drill.
Two-minute drill is a lot easier, too. In red zone, you're a lot better. If you just skip it, throw a bomb, and the guy scores in the end zone, it makes life look easy. Play action game for a team that suddenly had a run game.
Oh, my gosh. There was a play where...
Oh, my God. I remember it. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Mac Hollins? You remember that?
Yes.
He was
both
wide.
Idiot linebackers, like, dude, ran into the line.
No, it was like the play fake was...
mediocre.
It was so good.
Oh, I thought they were suckers.
No. Drake, you got to give credit to the guy, the magician in the backfield.
Ted Johnson would not have fallen for that.
Hey, you kidding me? I would have played 10 years if I did. So it was... just the cheese in which these linebackers, it's almost like they're in the backfield, you know, tackling the running back.
That was like a teaching tape on what play action passing is.
Oh, my gosh. Just they don't coach linebackers like they used to.
And you almost gave it away, but it seems like you got a little crush on a certain wide receiver who caught a deep ball.
You know what's great is teams don't respect Kayshawn Booty yet. They don't. They, you know what? They're just going to, like, let him run right by. The safety, the middle of the field safety on that touchdown, that beautiful pass from Drake May, didn't even look his way. Mm. Didn't even consider that the ball was going to Kayshawn Booty. Kayshawn, you keep doing what you're doing. A lot of respect for where he started, for where he's ended up. I mean, he's a very, very dependable player, and I love to see him doing well. And teams, they haven't figured out that they need to put two guys on him sometimes in critical third down situations. Hopefully they don't figure it out for a while.
That two-minute edition of TED Talk was brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what TED did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy online at bostonprolotherapy.com. Thank you, TED. It was 2 days late, but it was worth the wait. Coming up next year on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft in studio talking about, well, five losses in a row for the Bruins and a bad goalie and bad... we'll find some good questions in there. Razors up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.